Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Night.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
On a very newsy sports day, we've got more. The Houston Texans have signed a quarterback.
Yeah! Matt, a mobile one?
Matt McGloin is getting released, and the Giants
ladies and gentlemen,
have found a quarterback
ladies
of
and gentlemen,
color.
It's finally happened!
And it's Josh Johnson, who hasn't completed a pass since 2011. Whee! Okay. Josh Johnson.
Also better than Colin Kaepernick.
Josh Johnson is NFL quarterback.
It's going to look like voter fraud here soon. It's going to look just dead guys are going to start to be signed.
Otto Graham. What's the matter with Otto Graham? And there's all sorts of stuff going on right here. Meanwhile,
yeah, crazy story.
I want to hear from LeVar Ball because LiAngelo Ball was among some UCLA.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah, welcome to a Chinese prison. That LiAngelo Ball and teammates arrested in China for shoplifting.
There you go. You know, get yourself a little a Harajuku and some other things. And
you don't have
some
same
bathing apes, you know, kind of. You know,
what?
The bathing ape clothing design.
China.
maybe some limited edition clothes, some shoes.
Or maybe Eddie Lacy was
China food.
Shoplifting China food.
All right, we'll talk to Matt Miller next. And this hour you'll hear from an NFL wife who's speaking out of turn and people are coming after.
And we'll keep you updated on and whatever we hear about this plane crash involving the one person dead and the plane that is registered to Roy Halladay.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. And we begin with some pro football and an interesting tidbit out of the NFL office is apparently an invitation was sent out to Colin Kaepernick to meet one-on-one with Commissioner Roger Goodell to talk about so many issues ongoing with Kaepernick. But either that invite got lost in the mail or was ignored because it dates back about 10 days. And speaking of Goodell, our Hub Arkish is reporting that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is full steam ahead trying to unseat the commissioner, replacing him potentially with Bob Polian. And news regarding another NFL owner as Colts boss Jim Irsay has confided with some that he thinks quarterback Andrew Luck's absence so far this season is in his head, not his injured shoulder. Talk about soap operas all over the place. But no soap opera with Akeem Hicks of the Bears, who talks about the current state of the team.
Well, I just feel like I think we took a lot of strides going into the bye week, just doing things a little bit better. And, you know, I really wanted to see us be at a you know, at least 4-4, a nice 500 sitting going into the bye week. But unfortunately, we weren't able to take care of business down there in New Orleans. And we just got to keep fighting out of this hole because we're down two games. We've got to get back.
And the Bears host Green Bay on Sunday over at Soldier Field. The football postgame show on the Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Web Chevy. When searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without
him. NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter, and he is a Bleacher Report columnist of some repute who joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, where to start, Matt, with what's happening around the NFL, with the Bears having a game against the Packers that now looms as a potential the relevance bowl for the Bears? Do they all of a sudden come out of their bye with an opportunity to plant their flag and say, we're here and we're going to actually matter?
You might be getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know. At this point, I don't think beating Green Bay is like a flag-planting game. It's more of a, man, they're really bad without Aaron Rodgers. And now they're going to be really bad without David Bakhtiari or Brian Bulaga at offensive tackle. And it's like, you know, it's just not the same. It's not beating up Big Brother. You know, it's like beating up Big Brother when he has the flu. It's not the same. You know, you can't brag about it. So I'm excited because I do. I want to see the Chicago defense, the continued, you know, like development and some points domination of that group. And I want to see Mitch Trubisky throw the ball, you know, 25 times this game and see how he handles, you know, maybe we get to see a 2-minute drill. Maybe we could see him do some things at the last scrimmage. So I like, there are still reasons to watch and evaluate this game, but beating Green Bay it's not going to be like, okay, we're going to make a run for the wild card. I don't think you're to that point. Now watch, it'll happen, since I just said that.
Exactly. We talked about it a little bit this week, and especially yesterday, did a little bit of a transition. The state of quarterbacking right now, maybe I just got caught up in the weekend where there was no Bears football, and I saw some games where I just didn't want to watch certain guys play quarterback, and they lived up to my low expectations. What do you think the state of the position is in the league right now, with the young, the old, the guys in the middle? Where do you think it's at?
I actually think it's really good right now. This was a bad weekend for it because you had, like, Brady was on a bye. And, you know, Rodgers being hurt, Watson being hurt, that affects it. But when I watch Carson Wentz and Jared Goff and Dak Prescott, I get really excited about the future of the quarterback position because, like, Brady's 40. He's close to done. Breeze is, what, 38, 39? He's getting close to done. We've seen Rivers take a step back. We've seen Eli Manning take a step back. Even from not being very good, he's taking a step back, so it's even worse. But now you do have, you know, like Derek Carr, I guess maybe isn't even a young quarterback anymore. He's kind of a middle-aged quarterback at this point. But with Dak and Wentz and Goff, I think it's a time to be excited about it. I know that goes completely against the narrative everyone tries to spin. You know, oh, quarterback playing in the NFL sucks right now. You know, Joe Montana's not running around out there. Well, he might be. Tom Brady, I think, better than Joe Montana. So, you know, like, we've like, mythicized these guys that we grew up watching. You know, and it's like, oh, like Jim Kelly and Dan Marino. Like, Drew Brees is better than Jim Kelly. Like, you know, he's going to have records comparable to Dan Marino's, and he's actually won a Super Bowl. So I do think, you know, we remember these guys we watched when we were younger, and we don't remember the ebb and flow of it. We just, you know that they're Hall of Famers and that they were really good in our memory. So I think it's a little tougher to evaluate week to week now.
Well, I just look at it, too. We were going through some of the passer efficiency numbers and looking at the top 25 rated passers of all time and how they're all from, like, the past 10 years, pretty much, just because efficiency is prized now. And it's just about the shorter passes. It's about more completions. It's about fewer interceptions. So I don't know if it's an improper measure of quarterbacking when we see that Rex Grossman is a higher rated passer than Terry Bradshaw or that John Elway is well down the list. It doesn't mean Elway sucked. It just means the game's different, right?
Yeah, and I hate quarterback rating,
right,
or QBR, all of it. I hate all that stuff because I think it strips away all the context. But no, you're absolutely right. The game's different. And, like, you watch Houston when Deshaun Watson was healthy, and they're running a completely different offense than they are with Tom Savage. But with Watson, they recognized that they had some talent, and so they catered to it. And I think that's one cool thing about the NFL right now is we're at this really sweet spot between, you know, a lot of the college games starting to bleed over with some of these young head coaches and offensive coordinators. And, you know, we are seeing guys like Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott running, like, college offenses. And that's not a knock on the offense they're running. It's I think, a credit to these coordinators to say, man, we got a kid who's really good, and he's poised, and he's smart. How can I get the most out of him right now? And you know, it's kind of like with Kyle Shanahan and RG3 and Mike Shanahan and RG3 at Washington. You still got to stay ahead of the curve, but I think fans should be really excited about what's going on at quarterback. And sure, there's Tom Savage and Brock Osweiler are awful, but you know, they shouldn't be in there anyway. So it's that you can't just focus on the worst of the worst and say that quarterback play is not any good.
A lot of consternation over the Patriots defense early on in the season. They sit after their bye week with a 6-2 record. The Steelers, even though their quarterback hasn't been Ben Roethlisberger-like, are 6-2. And the Chiefs have struggled a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Who's the best team in the AFC and why?
Man, it's New England, and it's because of Bill Belichick. I mean, it really
too easy.
I know people get pissed because oh, you pick the Patriots every year. Well, yeah, I've been doing this job 7 years. They've been in the Super Bowl half that those years, I think. And they've been in the AFC Championship game probably the other half. So it's like I'm going to keep picking them as long as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are there. And like you said, Jason, the defense, especially early in the year, you know, they're giving up 300 yards passing every week. But I also think that they kind of believe that they can outscore you. And we'll see. You know, Dante Hightower's going to be out for the year now. They're going to have to rely on some young guys to step up at linebacker. They got to get a better pass rush. But I think they are going to just figure it out. It's one of the few times when you can just really feel like you can't bet against someone. Mm-hmm. It's with Brady and Belichick. You know, it's like when you guys had Jordan, and it's like, oh, it doesn't really matter. We beat our 21 when the fourth quarter starts. Still going to win. You know, it's like it's just a completely different feeling with that. And the Steelers could probably outscore the Patriots, you know, in the any given Sunday thing. I don't trust Ben Roethlisberger in that situation a whole lot. And I think you look at Kansas City, and they're just so – their defense has had its own struggles. And they, when that offense isn't clicking, it's pretty ugly. We saw that this past week. So I don't see anyone yet who's ready to step up and compete.
Let's talk scouting. We had another weekend of performances, and I know that we had spoken earlier in the year about Saquon Barkley with some superlatives, and we just talked to Adam Kramer that we know that the offensive line is not what it could be, but is the shine coming off of his star a little bit?
Nope.
Okay.
No, there's no way. Man, you guys had Kramer on. That's my guy. I'm sad I missed that. I think with Saquon, you can watch the – they played, I think it was Ohio State, and Trace McSorley, the quarterback, gets the shotgun snap, and he fakes the handoff to Saquon on just like a little zone option. And Saquon goes left, and four linebackers go with him, and Trace McSorley walks in for a touchdown. Like that's what he does to your offense. Now, that also says, okay, he might only rush for 80 yards against Ohio State, or he might only rush for 80 yards against Iowa, but he is completely changing the game. And so what I look at are the traits of 5'11", 230 with 4.3 speed, and he can, like, outpower, clean the squad, everybody in the weight room. He's never been hurt. He's super high character. He's an alpha male, all those things. And when he gets in the NFL, if he goes to the 49ers, there's no way that an NFL defense is going to key on him with every linebacker on the field and a strong safety. You can't do that in the NFL. If you do, the team's going to beat you with pop passes to the tight end all game. So it's about taking his talent and translating it forward. How well is he going to work in an NFL offense where it's one-on-one? You know, everybody's accountable for someone. I think he's going to be fantastic. And for the college side of it, yeah, you could bottle him up. But Alabama bottled up Leonard Fournette, and now no one in the NFL can. So it's a completely different game when you get to that world.
Who's been the best defender the first half of the season?
Oof, man. Probably Bradley Chubb at North Carolina State. You know, like, no one jumps out. There's not that, like, dominant defensive player this year. Mm-hmm. And even last year, you would have said, like, okay, Myles Garrett, you know, was putting up some pedestrian numbers, but he was just such a great talent.
I thought Ed Oliver was going to have that year at Houston.
I did, too. Yeah, man, they're missing Tom Herman there, or Tom Herman there. So it's crazy. I thought Ed Oliver, I thought maybe Dexter Lawrence at Clemson, Rashawn Gary at Michigan. But mm-hmm. I think right now it's probably Bradley Chubb. And he has this good game this weekend to watch because NC State plays Boston College. And Harold Landry on the other side of the field, and those are the top two edge rushers in college football right now. So as long as Landry's healthy, that's one of the games that's like kind of under the radar that I'm going to be all about this weekend.
How do you judge the quarterbacking in Oklahoma State when the defense is that bad? What is your rule of thumb for scouting it? Because you obviously can't scout the stats.
No, you never can. I think I actually had this conversation with an executive like a week ago, and it was that you have to evaluate the traits. And it's hard to do, whether it's a quarterback in the Big 12 where you can say, tell me the last good Big 12 quarterback in the NFL. That is really not one. You can say it for USC. When was the last time there was a good quarterback out of USC? But you got to look at all these guys differently. So it is hard. And I wrote about this maybe a month or two ago, that when you watch these Big 12 kids or even Lamar Jackson, you have to watch like every game they've played in college to see 50 NFL throws. So that makes it really hard. When you can watch Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold, then it's like, boom, everything they do is, kind of pro concept at least. So that part makes it really hard. So when I watch like a Bedlin game, I'm just excited to see Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph and to see, all those receivers Oklahoma State has, and just try to enjoy the game of it, because, as far as, like you said, you can't at all scout the production, and the chances that you're going to get to see a lot of NFL-level throws from either of those offenses is pretty slim.
That's what I was kind of laughing at, because I was watching all of Iowa and Ohio State, and here, we have to watch JT Barrett for Heisman reasons, and then out of nowhere, Nathan Stanley stands tall in the pocket and delivers some passes. I'm thinking, that's Ohio State's defense. Like, there's real dudes out there. There's 4-3-4-4 guys out there, and here's a guy, five touchdowns, no picks, and it was one of those days where I say, okay, he looked a lot better than I thought he would look.
He should have been Big Ten Player of the Week. I couldn't believe. I think they gave it to Saquon, right? Or they gave it to somebody they shouldn't have. That's all I know. It should have been Nathan Stanley. But you're right. Like, when you watch Iowa, it is. Everything they do is 3-5-step drop, and it's about timing and anticipation, and you're reading progressions. And
it's pro stuff, yeah.
That makes my job easier. Even though I know we were just talking about these spread offenses working in the NFL, no one has really made them work 2 years in a row yet. So you still have to stay ahead of the game, and you have to be able to throw on time and read progressions and throw off a 3-5-step drop, and you have to learn to play in the pocket. So I know it might sound like we're contradicting ourselves, but you really have to be able to play from within the pocket to have sustained success in the NFL. That's what makes it hard. Like, I love watching Baker Mayfield play. He's one of my favorite players in college football. I still don't know if anything he does on Saturday is going to sound like the Sunday, because it's just, it's wild.
You hope so, though. You hope there's a place. You hope there's a place for him, where all those Johnny Manziel dreams can be lived out on the field without all the foolishness off the field.
Yeah, but if Nate Stanley's a legit 6'5", too.
You're picking another tall bum from a Big Ten
school. At picking tall bums.
Before we get to the coach drive, give me the coach that gets the most out of his talent that's in the top 10 in the rankings right now.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess Nick Saban. Where's Iowa State ranked? They're 15, right?
15.
I can't think of Campbell. Man, Matt Campbell looks nice, though. And he was a leader, too. So I'm a big Matt Campbell fan. Oh, man. Kirby Smart is doing a great job at Georgia. Like, to have a true freshman quarterback and a pretty young offensive line, pretty young secondary, like, I think what Kirby Smart's doing is really, really special. I always feel bad for guys like Saban and Belichick, even though they're making like 8.5 a year, because they just get overlooked for everything because they've been so good for so long. But I think what Saban does, and he can just turn that thing over every year and remain one of the one or two best teams in college football, I do think that is much more impressive than we give it credit for.
All right, tell us about the coat drive, man.
Yeah, so I started doing this a couple years ago. I actually went to pick my daughter up from school one day, and it was like 17 degrees out, and there were a bunch of kids outside with no coats on, and I just lost it, just like, what, that parent gene kicks in, and you're like, what are these kids doing? And so I asked my daughter about it. She's like, well, they don't have coats. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to take this anger and do something about it. So every year I collect a bunch of autographed items from my friends in the NFL, and I auction them off on Facebook, and all the money goes to, here in Missouri, I don't know if you guys have in Illinois, we have preschool centers called Head Start. It's for low-income families.
Mm-hmm.
So all the money that I raise goes to those kids. My mom's actually one of the area managers for that, so able to coordinate with them. Last year, I think we picked up about 120 coats and bought Christmas presents for 500 kids. So it's a really, really cool thing. It's like, it is my favorite thing I do all year.
Good for you, man.
Good luck with it.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it.
And that is at Matt Miller's Venmo account that he's got set up there. At NFL Draft Scout is where you can contact him and find out more information on that. This segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. The Pasco County, Florida Sheriff's Department has confirmed that Roy Halladay died today in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico. So
that sucks.
That
man
is the 40-year-old former pitching great, apparently is the only casualty of that accident. And
Yeah, nothing to say. It's awful news, horrible news for his family and his fans across the world. That's no good. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We'll come back with some tape that hopefully will lift your spirits. You know, maybe you'll laugh at this lady. I don't think she got enough shine in the Hard Knocks this year, but she's poking the bear that is the NFL. We'll come back and talk about her next right here on 670 The Score.
Keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird Brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Denver Broncos head coach Vance Joseph made it official. Brock Osweiler gets himself another start. Quote, I thought Brock had an excellent week of preparation. It felt good to our team. It was a confident week. The energy was there. It was detailed. End quote. Let's be real. When Vance Joseph says that Brock has earned the opportunity to start against New England, what he really means is Paxton Lynch is not healthy enough to start against the Patriots. That's what that means. That was not a Brock Osweiler starting status update. That was a Paxton Lynch health update. And at some point, this has to stick to John Elway, right? One of the best quarterbacks ever, now has one of the worst quarterback situations ever, and he's the guy responsible for the whole thing. And if it doesn't get sorted out quickly, the blame is not going to go to Trevor Siemian, Lynch, or Osweiler. It'll go to Elway. I'm Jim Rome.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
U2, the Experience and Innocence Tour 2018, powered by Salesforce. May 22nd, United Center. U2 live. City card members have access to verified fan presales. Register now at cityprivatepass.com before Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets will also be available for the verified fan public sale on Monday, November 20th at 10 a.m. For complete tour and ticket information, visit U2.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Imagine being prepared for the unexpected with the confidence, integrity, and critical thinking skills to tackle any emergency. That's the goal behind the bachelor's degree in Homeland Security from Concordia University in Portland, ranked among the best programs of its kind in the nation. Fully online courses and practical case studies give you the tools you need to lead and make a real difference in fields ranging from emergency management and disaster response to public health and cybersecurity. Start today at ConcordiaHomelandSecurity.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
How much do you want to pay for the car?
But I'm saying nothing.
I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Say hello to a kitchen clean that zings. Pinellan Max Aroma's Lemon Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting lemony scent for a stunning kitchen clean that makes you want to sing. Clean bright with Pinellan.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit 1.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and
yes.
elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Auto Mall. Friday, come out to the Jewel Osco at 424 West Division in Chicago and get ready for the Bears game with 670 The Score and Miller Lite. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for a live broadcast from 1 to 6 and enter to win Bears tickets against Green Bay. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Miko Grimes was one of the wives highlighted on this year's Hard Knocks. Jameis Winston's lady was on it. Miko Grimes, Brent Grimes, the cornerback, his lady was on it. And I thought they were going to give Miko a lot more time because Miko is a character.
Maybe they did, and it just didn't end up the air.
Like, hey, right? We cannot possibly put this out there. But she's a character. She's got a podcast. She's bubbling in the media underground world. And she continued to do so by going on the Breakfast Club on Power 105 in New York with Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy, and Angela Yee, one of the top-rated, nationally syndicated urban radio shows, and she had this to say about Derek Carr and the Raiders' offensive line.
I aired something on my podcast that a lot of people don't know, but the reason Derek Carr got injured is because the Raiders' offensive line allowed him to get injured because he was against them protesting. And they had a fight in the locker room before that Monday night game. I caught the tea, baby. They were fighting in the locker room, and that's the only all-black offensive line in the NFL is the Raiders.
Now, I've seen stuff like that in movies. That happens in real life?
That happened in real life. So they were in the locker room. Derek Carr is a Bible thumper to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And so he was basically trying to force the players to read the Bible before the game mm-hmm. and do all this stuff. And they were like, no, you, that's you. And so he was so upset about it when the whole offensive line was saying they were going to kneel. He was like, no, you're not kneeling. No, this is America. You're going to stand for the flag and blah, blah, blah. And they got in a fight in the locker room. So when they came out to play, they basically had a plan like, you know what?
You don't want to nail with us, we're going to make it.
So this was last year?
No, this happened this year.
I thought Derek Carr got hurt last year, too.
No, he just came back last week.
Okay, got you.
See, he was injured. That was from that.
Wow.
So, I'm not doubting that there was some disagreement about kneeling maybe in the locker room, but when it comes to getting a guy hurt, that's where I got to step in and say I've never heard of anything like this. And then she went on Twitter and she says, I don't even air out players personally in my podcast. That's not my style. I've always been pro players. That tea was spilled in my lap by someone, you know, as a guest. So she was saying that this was said, and apparently this has been talked about in Oakland the week he got hurt and the days after he got hurt as well, about, you know, maybe the differences of opinions have let Derek Carr down on a professional level. And then Donald Penn, who is, I believe, the left tackle for the Oakland Raiders, got on Twitter and he said, it's crazy how people will make up lies and tell a story to so false and untrue to get them some attention. I hope it was worth all the lies. Crying emoji, laughing emoji, crying emoji, laughing emoji. Miko Grimes saw this and said, tell Donald Penn to answer his phone. He trying to call my man to talk, but on Twitter, acting like a hoe, subbing me. We don't do that where I'm from. I'll talk a little bit more on the other side why Miko Grimes is the biggest gangster in the NFL.
Scoreboard update.
3:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Some sad news out of the baseball world is pitcher Roy Halladay died today in an airplane crash. He was just 40 years old, 16 years in the major leagues for both the Blue Jays and the Phillies, 203 career wins, an 8-time All-Star, and a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. Rest in peace. Lots of NFL news, including the Houston Texans signing a quarterback. No, it's not Colin Kaepernick, as many thought it might be. Instead, it's Josh Johnson. Yep, the same Josh Johnson who hasn't completed a pass in the NFL in 6 years. Speaking of quarterbacks, Minnesota is contemplating putting Sam Bradford on IR and activating Teddy Bridgewater, who has been out of the league for over a year with a serious knee injury. And college basketball, three UCLA players, including LiAngelo Ball, that's the younger brother of Lonzo Ball, they were arrested over in China on shoplifting charges. Bear Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow up 8 points, the Nasdaq down 18, and the S&P 500 was down a fraction. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you go on a last minute run to go.
Yeah, and Miko Grimes has not stopped tweeting since this morning when all this came about. She said an hour ago, I give zero F's about a racist, so there's that. Because people are coming at her for saying or insinuating that Derek Carr, you know, doesn't care about
Derek
black people.
Is she calling Derek Carr a
racist? Well,
yes.
The
answer is yes.
The very next tweet, Darren Carr, who is Derek's brother, said, yeah, I totally see my brother saying that. And he put a GIF or a GIF of Shaq laughing, hysterically.
So he's saying it sarcastically. Right. He doesn't see his brother saying that.
And Miko Grimes tweeted to Darren Carr, "You're mad. It's true. Your brother is a racist. That's why you responded. If he wasn't, you wouldn't care."
Jeez.
She's, dude, she is all kinds of set the world on fire every time she says something about the NFL or anything involving the NFL. We talked about it yesterday with Tony Romo and Deion Sanders, how like NFL people don't really let the business out.
Wait,
I don't believe.
Hold on a second. Let's be serious here. If you're Derek Carr, are you?
Do you have to address this?
Are you pursuing some sort of action against her?
No. No, because then everything will have is there's a discovery period,
correct?
Right? No. You just let this blow over in the 24 to 36 hour Twitter cycle that it's going to blow over in. No. Because then people might find out that you did tell your offensive line that you have to respect the flag and all that other stuff. And then you get muddled and they're a team that's losing already. They're going to bring up distractions and all that. That's why I think their offensive tackle Donald Penn jumped in there. But yeah, Miko Grimes just. Throwing, some people want to see the world burn, ladies and gentlemen. I do not believe that an offensive line would allow a quarterback to get hurt. Now, this has been the talk in Oakland. You know, we're not on the ground there, so we haven't heard this nationally or from where we're watching it from. But this has been the talk, you know, in certain fan forums and people around the team. Like, you know, when you look at it, number 73 did kind of get out the way a little quickly there. And it may not just be that he's bad, but.
Well, they signed Marcus Peters to play center.
Have you ever heard of a lineman not getting along with a quarterback enough to let somebody get after him?
No. I have heard of a lineman getting immensely frustrated with a quarterback who didn't understand the shape of the protection and would get sacked and point at the offensive lineman, and the offensive lineman would say, "I was where I was supposed to be. You ran into that sack because you came right over to exactly where you shouldn't be as part of this protection."
Didn't Lomas Brown say something? I think it might have been on this station, too. Didn't Lomas Brown say something to the point about Scott Mitchell or someone that he blocked for that he didn't give all his effort to?
Was that Lomas Brown?
Wasn't it Lomas? I think it was Lomas Brown.
Wasn't the same interview that he talked about the payroll?
No. Right? Talking about the candy bar?
The candy bar, because he got the Hormel and the Noogie.
And the Noogie, yeah. I think it might have been Lomas that talked about a quarterback that he didn't like, that he was like, you kind of beat me there.
Oh, you got me again.
Look out. I don't want to put that on Lomas. I apologize if I'm putting that on Lomas, but I feel like it was Lomas that said those words before.
It's been a newsy day, but we have in other news straight ahead. I'm going to take an actual sports thing I wanted to get to and move it to in other news, and I also have a story that I want to thank a Twitter follower for sending it along, knowing that it's the kind of story that I often enjoy and share.
All right. I've got Nike and the NBA having a huge problem, and also Steve Kerr doing and saying Steve Kerr things.
And my sports thing involves a potential Jason Hayward trade. I had promised a source that I would not give details that were shared with me, and now they have been put out there, so I can share them with you because I can confirm that some stuff that Phil Rogers has tweeted is indeed true about some Jason Hayward trade talks. That's coming up next on The Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears are back and well-rested after the bye week, and now they can prepare to take on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Does all that translate to a W? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The
Possible. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Bill had a stroke and lost his job. And in those tough times, he wasn't able to make his mortgage payments and his house was underwater. So he called Amy Kite, who showed him that there was light at the end of the tunnel. She helped him through the short sale process, which sold their home in only 4 months. And she helped him find a new place to live because Amy has a heart as well as a great business mind. Amy Kite is unique and that you agree on a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she'll have bought it for cash, or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust right now. It's Amy Kite at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881, or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. And
put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Penalyn Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Penalyn Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. 6 new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Penalyn. Available at Walmart.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer, and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
This week, the history of sports. Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive and retired from the Lakers this week in 1991. This week in 1994, the Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets when the United Center in Chicago opened. The Supersonics beat the Lakers when the Key Arena opened this week in 1995. Also this week in 95, Art Modell officially announced that the Cleveland Browns were moving to Baltimore. And this week in 1996, Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter was the unanimous choice of Rookie of the Year.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
0600.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep. We're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan, I'm going to start off with Steve Kerr in the light of the country's latest mass shooting. This is his quote, and you do with it what you will. Oh, we got it on. We got it audio-wise? All right, this is Steve Kerr right here for you. Even better.
What's it going to take for this problem to get solved?
Tough question.
I have my thoughts. First I want to just express my condolences to people involved, the victims, the survivors, people directly affected. It's just awful. And that's the prevailing sentiment, I think, from all of us today. And, to solve it, I think we almost have to look at it like a public health issue. You know, that I think too often we get caught up in political rhetoric, Second Amendment rights, NRA stuff. We have to look at this as it has nothing to do with partisanship or political parties. It's got to be a public safety issue, public health issue. I read a great article today that talked about comparing this to the automobile industry. Apparently in the 1950s, about 9 or 10 times more people than died in auto wrecks than die right now. So what changed over 70 years? Well, safety measures, right? Speed limits, auto regulation, seat belts, car seats, driver's license, registration, and making sure people deserve to drive. I mean, all these things are just safety issues, and I think we have to somehow get our government to cut through all the crap and get right to the point of fact, which is safety, which means a lot of things that we can do without taking away people's Second Amendment rights. Let's do the sensible thing. But our government has to lead the way, and they can't just cave in to the NRA just because the NRA wants to make money. They have to put people's safety and health over the interests of the gun lobby and the gun industry. So it doesn't seem like it would be that far of a stretch, but for whatever reason, we're paralyzed and we're unable to do anything to protect our citizens, and it's disgusting and it's a shame.
Always reasonable, Steve Kerr.
So when I first got information about the Cubs exploring a trade of Jason Hayward, and you heard it in the rejoin of one of the comments that I had yesterday, and I had promised my source that I would not mention that the Giants were the team involved, but now I can, because Phil Rogers of MLB.com is reporting that the Giants are one of the teams in conversations with the Cubs, and the names being discussed in what looks like the equivalent of a troubled asset exchange would be the names of both Jeff Samardzija and Mark Melancon. So the bet would
who
be...
who I like to call Melancon.
Melancon. The bet would be that betting on Jim Hickey and his ability to rehabilitate and resuscitate talent, that they would be able to get out from under the Jason Hayward mistake, unwind that deal, and turn that once again into an innings-eating, high-velocity starter.
That's what he is.
And a reliever who is perhaps salvageable. While Jim Hickey's, as we talked about, his big job is going to be getting Justin Wilson back to some semblance of what he was before he became a Chicago Cub. And the response that I have seen to those names and the specifics of that deal at the moment, Cub fans are saying thumbs up. Why not? Let's do it. Let's open some space and let's take that risk. Sounds like there's a lot of people that are done with Jason Hayward. I am told that the Cubs were all in with Hayward's sojourn in Arizona last year to reconstruct his swing and were very encouraged by his start. And then he regressed to being the same guy with no power and inability to elevate the ball beyond pop-ups and too many rollover groundouts. Despite being a terrific teammate, a wonderful fielder, and base runner, they are actively pursuing a way to move on.
This from SB Nation's Whitney Medworth. Nike took over the distribution of NBA apparel during the summer of 2017, including a complete overhaul of everything the players are wearing on the court. The marketing has been flawless, and the jerseys look fantastic. There's just been one small problem. The jerseys cannot stop falling apart.
You see that they're tearing.
Nike harped on the fact that these jerseys were made better and smarter than any other jersey before in a press release. Nike turned the uniform design to the rigors of the league's increasingly intense 82-game season by employing 3D body maps of players, including heat and sweat maps. This research led Nike's designers to make significant changes to the weight, fit, and construction of their uniforms, paying special attention to enabling agility. The most significant change comes to the back shoulder of the uniform, where Nike designers altered the construction for a vastly improved fit. Additionally, the hemlines on the bottom of both the jerseys and the shorts were modified to allow for full range of motion. But in the end, it appears Nike made the jerseys just a bit too light. Here is every jersey tear so far. September 30th, the number falls off of Tyler Ennis's jersey. This happened during the Lakers' first preseason game during the game of the year for no real reason at all. October 18th, LeBron James' jersey splits right in half. A slight tug from Jaylen Brown, and that was it for LBJ's jersey. October 27th, Draymond Green's jersey rips after a fight with Bradley Beal. Yeah, it was a fight, but not one that should have caused this kind of jersey tearing. November 3rd, Lance Stephenson destroys Ben Simmons' jersey. This sounds like a controversial sentence, but really, it wasn't that intense. Lance pulled on the jersey, a normal amount for a basketball game, and the thing just fell apart, and then Ben Simmons does the Hulkamaniac and just rips it off and runs down the court in his black tank top. Kevin Love rips his jersey apart far too easily on November 5th. Kevin Love could be a WWE wrestler as well as a basketball player because all he was doing was taking it off of his head. So, I know that there's a new story that came out today. I will get to that. But, man, it's a bad look. I'm a Nike fan. I've been brand loyal my damn entire life. I was looking forward to the release of these jerseys and all their apparel. Hoodie Mello over this offseason found them another revenue stream with him playing ball and pickup games with a hoodie. They threw the Nike hoodies out there for guys to warm up in. But, man, this is an awful look for a very, very important and very wealthy company.
You're too young to remember the name Greg Pruitt, right? That ring a bell?
Center?
Greg Pruitt was a Cleveland Browns running back.
Oh, okay.
And a pretty good one, too. Number 34, and he had, I remember him having that little 1,000-yarder black football with the gold lettering one year as a 1,000-yard rusher. So he was famous for the tearaway jersey that had to be outlawed because you would try to tackle Greg Pruitt and you would end up with a handful of jersey and Greg is running in his shoulder pads the other direction.
Famously Earl Campbell in that I believe it was against the Rams where he's just running through people's chests and the jersey's ripping off of him in slow motion.
Run is the terrific. Greatest.
That's why he's in a wheelchair too.
This from The Independent, thanks to a Twitter follower for sending this along. A hunter has died after he was charged and pierced by a deer which stabbed him with his antlers. Regis Lavasseur had cornered the animal in France's Compiègne Forest, about 50 miles northeast of Paris. Police said the 62-year-old had been acting as a beater who would help to flush out and corner prey during the hunt. He was unarmed. And the president of the local Hunters Federation said normally the animal would flee, but this time he decided to charge. It came after him. The antlers of the stag are like many knives piercing you, and there's nothing you can do. This tragic accident reminds us that we do not play with a wild animal. There is an inherent risk while hunting. He said, for him, hunting was more than a hobby. It was his life. Well, then it's perfectly appropriate that it was his death.
Oh, man. And that's another news. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. Brian Billick will join us at the top of the hour as my man Tanny on the 10-year anniversary of American Gangster takes us out with the sounds and stylings of that film and also Jay-Z.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Brian Billick coming up.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
Good sheets are better than bad sheets, and great sheets are better than average sheets. And not spending a ridiculous amount of money for luxury sheets is the best thing of all for you or for a gift. And with brooklinen.com now, you can get the high-quality sheets that you should have been sleeping on for a long time now, and you can get them underpriced because of the Brooklyn and business model. It really was kind of silly what was going on in the luxury sheet sector with a lot of unnecessary markups, retail licensing fees, manufacturing waste. Brooklinen was created to strip all that away, and they did it, and they've created some wonderful sheets. I love my Brooklinens, and you can try them, and you'll love them too. There's a special offer right now from brooklinen.com that you get just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so confident you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to wrap yourself in these or give them as a gift this holiday season, the gift of luxury sheets. Give it to yourself. The only way to get $20 and free shipping, $20 off, is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200. Now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
The 2018 Hooters Calendar Autograph Tour is in full swing. Next stop, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be visiting all 12 Hooters locations in the greater Chicago area Wednesday, November 8th through Saturday, the 11th. Check with your local Hooters or go to our website at originalhooters.com for locations and times. I'm so proud to be a Hooters calendar girl, and I can't wait to show you our new calendar. Join me and several of my calendar girlfriends as we take you page by page through the world-famous Hooters calendar. Believe me, you won't want to miss out.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-0 has TV's hottest. Bromance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy will work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
5-0!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry.
Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We're a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Bite me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and
yes.
elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Halladay is one strike away. The 0-2. A bouncer. Ruiz. In time! Roy Halladay has thrown a no-hitter!
October 6, 2010. Roy Halladay is dead at age 40 in a plane crash in Florida, and apparently this plane that he was flying solo, the Icon A5, he had been tweeting about it and posting videos about this plane. It was first released in 2008, and it is an amphibious plane, and according to this Deadspin story, the lead aeronautical engineer on the A5 is a guy named John Carco, who was killed in a crash himself in May along with a passenger. And the NTSB report said pilot error was to blame. I don't know if this is a particularly difficult plane to fly or this was more plane than one could handle, but he apparently had been training on it. I remember.